Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. South Korea has raised its alert level to the highest as the number of cases of coronavirus continues to increase. President Moon Jae-in said the country was at a critical moment in its efforts to contain the outbreak. Jenny Hill has this report.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in has said the next few days will be crucial as the country battles to contain a surge in the number of new infections. Five people have died, three of them from a psychiatric hospital in the south of the country, where more than 100 patients now have the virus. COVID-19 has now spread to 28 countries outside of China. In Japan, the vast majority of passengers have now disembarked a cruise ship after more than 2 weeks of quarantine in the port of Yokohama. But the country's health minister was forced to apologise after it emerged that a woman who was allowed to leave the ship has since tested positive for the virus. The woman travelled home with her husband using public transport.
Italy's government has imposed strict quarantine restrictions in two northern regions close to Milan and Venice, which have been declared hotspots of the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, the spread of the coronavirus in Iran has also significantly worsened. Here's David Bamford.
Announcing the emergency measures, Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said that for the next 2 weeks, people will not be allowed to enter or leave several towns in Veneto and Lombardy without special permission. Two people have died there. Even outside the closed zone, many businesses and schools have suspended activities and sporting events have been cancelled, including several top-flight football matches. The other seriously affected country outside East Asia is Iran, with nearly 30 confirmed cases and five deaths. Schools, universities and cultural centres across 14 provinces have been closed.
Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Nevada caucuses, strengthening his status as the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination. It was a resounding victory for the left-wing senator, who earlier won New Hampshire and tied for first place in Iowa. Mr. Sanders said that Americans wanted change.
The American people are sick and tired of a government which is based on greed, corruption, and lies. They want an administration which is based on the principles of justice.
Turkey says an earthquake in the border region with Iran has killed at least eight people, including three children. The Turkish health minister, Fahrettin Koca, said at least 21 people were injured, eight of them died critically. The interior minister, Süleyman Soylu, said rescue workers were searching for people buried under collapsed buildings in Van province. This is the latest world news from the BBC.